All right, here we are, and we are going to talk about how to make self-care super simple. And we're going to just really get to the heart of what's going on for you and create that clarity starting right away. And so we talked about this a little bit in the former video, but from here on out, how I want you to think about it is that, like, your intent is always shaping the content, right? And so this whole self-care thing and all the health stuff that we're about to get into, really, it comes down to, like, you're either walking towards your freedom, your happiness, and your peace of mind, or you're walking away from it. It really is that simple with food, with how you're moving your body, all of it. And that's why we want to make sure that we are really building these things into your self-care plan from the very beginning. And the doing side of things will always be built in with the end in mind. Like, how do we want to feel, and how can we reverse engineer your freedom, your peace of mind, and your happiness, okay? And also, your forever self that we're constantly integrating with, like, you're either walking towards her or away from her, and, you know, you've decided that you're going to become her. It's non-negotiable. So we just want to keep that in mind as we go in terms of what you are feeding, okay? And so now we are going to talk about how to make self-care super, super simple. But first, it's important to understand how it got so gosh darn complicated in the first place, okay? And how it went sideways. And so, you know, the truth is that you never learned how to eat. And, you know, it's really not about, you know, counting food and measuring food and how to portion control and how to use food. You never learned how to use food to eat with freedom and choice and pleasure. And you probably never learned how to play. You probably learned how to force yourself to exercise, or how to, you know, muddle your way through something until the minute hand reached a certain number on the clock, or, you know, how to regiment yourself or punish yourself or talk yourself into doing things. And, you know, you probably never learned how to go experiment or be a kid again, or, you know, feel like a woman and to play, but to let your body be wherever it is and meet it there, okay? And you probably never learned how to live and start with freedom and peace of mind. And but also, like, we learned, if you're anything like me, like, how to put your life on hold for your goals and, you know, wait until you're skinnier or fitter or richer or whatever it is, until you get, air quotes, there, to, you know, do what you want to do and live how you want to live and eat how you want to eat and feel how you want to feel. And, you know, you probably never learned to live in the right now, you know, but without that shame of your past or fearing what will happen in the future. I mean, like, really live. Nobody talks about that. And so, you know, you probably also, because of that, never learned how to love yourself and the journey as you go and accept that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. It is a journey. It is a process, and it definitely won't look or play out as you originally imagined it. But know that if you grow it, if you start at the roots and you nurture it and feed it and water it, it will grow. I promise you, it will flourish, and you'll end up with this beautiful, boundless, can always count on it, homegrown kind of love, okay? So let's take a look at health, because it's a word that gets so misdefined, if you will, in the industry. And so the actual word health, the etymology of it, because, you know, I'm a word nerd, it means wholeness, a being whole, sound, or well. It means whole, uninjured, of good omen. It means to heal. It means prosperity, happiness, welfare. It means preservation and safety, and free from disease or dis-ease, okay? But if you're anything like me, you learned a distorted view of healthy, right? Where it means, like, there's good foods and bad foods, and this eat less, move more mentality, or a food and movement conversation, like, totally ignoring, you know, that we are a system of systems, ignoring the other parts of us, the mind, the brain, the body, all of it. Or maybe you learned that it was just a body conversation. So, like, hello, what about the mind and the brain, right? And you probably learned about addressing the effects versus affecting, you know, your system as a whole. And we're going to talk about that repair versus care mentality. But also, you probably never learned that it's not personal, right? Because there's a general story going around that, like, what's deemed healthy or not healthy, that it has nothing to do with your wants or needs. And really, it has everything to do with you. It's got to be made for you. But you probably also learned that everyone but you is an expert in your health, when in reality, you're the only person that can be an expert in your health, okay? So the other side of it is a lot of women, they just focus on one brain. And most commonly, it's that physical brain. Like, it's just a food and fitness conversation. And they neglect the other parts of the brain completely. And not only does this leave your self-image really susceptible and vulnerable, but it also leaves a huge opportunity on the table. Because if you understand your brains, they are very, very simple to influence. And so remember, you have three brains, not just one, right? Because health, when you think about health, and if you're not thinking about it this way, I really want you to. Health is three-dimensional. It's physical, it's mental, it's social, and emotional. And leaving any one of these off the table when we talk about your health and your well-being and your happiness, it's a recipe for disaster, lady. And that's why we've got to make your winning game plan account for all of you three-dimensionally. So now the conversation becomes, what do I need physically to get and stay? This is a forever conversation. What do I need to get and stay healthy physically? What do I need mentally to get and stay healthy? And what do I need socially and emotionally to get and stay healthy? Again, it's a totally different conversation, okay? And so really, when we're talking about the distinction between like the weight loss mentality or the short-term mentality versus the forever mentality and the self-care mentality, the biggest mindset shift that has to happen is going from what I call the repair mentality to the care mentality. And here's what I mean. The repair mentality is thinking like your body is something that's broken or that needs to be fixed or repaired. Like it's a burden, a worry, a stress, versus the care mentality. You and your body are a team and partners in crime for the rest of your life. And so you need to learn to take care of it because you only have one. The repair mentality says, you know, your brain, your body, your heart, they always need to feel weighed down and bogged down and stressed so that you're always in survival mode, versus a brain, a body, and heart that feels light and stress-free and worry-free and makes you feel better and better each day. That is like this thrive mode, right? Surviving versus thriving. Your repair mode says you're always moving away from pain. So it's that fight or flight mentality versus we are moving towards safety, towards pleasure, towards peace of mind. Again, a totally different conversation. The repair mentality is where you're repairing damages or like, you know, injuries or flare-ups or even excess weight could be considered damages, right? Versus it's the prevention or the cure. We're going to take care of it and get ahead of it. The repair mentality is always reacting, like you're being caused by your life versus responding. You are being the cause and affecting your life, right? The repair mentality is where you feel like you have no choice, where your freedom is taken away from you and it's work or like a burden. Versus the care mentality. You get to create choice and freedom and play, and it's just part of your life, right? It becomes you. That repair mentality, always looking to someone else to tell you what to do or who to be. Versus the care mentality is learning how yourself, and that way you just have it forever. The repair mentality is this short-term, again, repair mentality versus that long-term care mentality that we're talking about, and we learned how the brain works and all of that, right? The repair mentality is where like your brain is being hijacked by your emotions, by your habits, where you feel out of control. The care mentality, you're mindful, you're at peace, and you're calm. The repair mentality, you need someone else, you're dependent on someone else. It's really this like scarcity-minded mentality versus the care mentality. You're the pilot, you're the driver, you're independent, and you have that trust in yourself. The repair mentality, control. The care mentality, freedom and influence. The repair mentality, it's a punishment or a toll to take care of yourself. The care mentality, it's a gift. I get to walk. I get to versus have to, right? The repair mentality, kind of another iteration of this. It's a nuisance, a worry, mix those two words up, or a weight, as in the weight of the weight, versus the care mentality. Like, it's your responsibility and yours alone, but you look at it as you take radical ownership and responsibility versus looking at it like a burden, okay? And then, you know, the repair mentality, like you focus on your body when it's bothering you, when there's a flare-up or when you gain weight or something like that, versus the care mentality is like you're always taking care of your body 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, okay? Another way of looking at this, ladies, is that it's that weight loss mentality versus the self-care mentality. We've got to really rid you of that weight loss and diet mentality. And another way of looking at it, again, the repair versus the care mentality is, you know, the repair mentality, you're always living in the short run, like fast results, but without thinking about the cost of the damage that it's going to do in the future, like short-term gratification, which always leads to long-term disappointment, and you're sacrificing your health or your happiness for results. We've all done that, gain, lose, on, off, in, out, all of that, right? Versus the care mentality. You and your body are a team and partners in crime for the rest of your life. And you learn to take care of your mind and your body and your brain because you only have one. And you, yeah, of course, you want those short-term results, but not at the expense of your health, your well-being, or your happiness. Okay, so ladies, keep coming back to your forever self. Think about the version of you that identifies as the version of yourself that you want to be, not that you want to do, not that you want to have, that you want to be. Who is she? And we talked about like, what's her psychology? What's her physiology? What's she focusing on? And like, you know, what kinds of questions is she asking? And think of her as you do all of the explorations that we're going to do this week. And that leads us actually perfectly into our first exploration. So go ahead and grab your Self-Care Made Simple exploration sheets that are below this video. And we are going to dive into our first piece of clarity. So the first thing is we got to get rid of this repair mentality once and for all. Okay, so here's my question for you, and use the exploration. What is your version of the repair mentality that you're saying goodbye to? And what is your version of the care mentality that you're saying hello to? Okay, so I invite you to remember, again, this is a forever conversation. Treat yourself like you're in diet recovery, right? Like you are in diet rehab and this is your only option. So what is your version of the repair mentality that you're saying goodbye to? And what is your version of the care mentality that you are saying hello to? So go ahead and stop the video now, do this exploration, and then press play again when you are done. Okay, we are back and we are going to start redefining your definition of health. Okay, so remember we talked about how the original definition of health, like before it got mucked up by the fitness and health industry, is wholeness, wellness, sound, well, uninjured, good omen, to heal. I love that definition. Prosperity. Who thinks that health is prosperity? I sure do. Happiness, welfare, free from disease, preservation, or safety. These are some great stuff, right? But then, of course, if you're anything like me, you picked up that distorted view of health where it's like eat less, move more, there's good, there's bad, there's right, there's wrong, where it's only this food and movement conversation where it's one dimensional, right? Where it's a body conversation, like ignoring the mind and the brain, where you're addressing the effects and not thinking of it as like taking care of your entire system of systems, again, like a repair versus care mentality. But also where it's not personal, where like there's this general story about like what's healthy, what's unhealthy, what's good, what's bad versus like what's good for me and what's healthy for me and what works for me, right? But also where you kind of like outsource that responsibility to other people and think that everyone but you is an expert in your health, whether that's your doctor, whether it's your fitness trainer, whatever it is, everybody but you. But really, we know you're the only person that can be an expert in your health. So if we're going to look at redefining health, what's your new definition of health gonna be, okay? So what definition of health do you personally need so that A, it resonates, because A, we gotta have those positive neuroassociation and that's where we get it from, is resonance, so that it resonates, that it actually moves and inspires you, right? But also B, that it actually takes care of your three-dimensional self. So think about it, health is three-dimensional, it's physical, it's mental, it's social, emotional, and again, I invite you to remember this is a forever conversation. So treat yourself like this is a forever conversation. So what do you need? What definition of health do you need that resonates and inspires you, but also takes care of you three-dimensionally? So go ahead and stop the video now, do this exploration now, and then come back and press play when you are done. All right, we are back. Hopefully that is going well for you, but we're gonna keep on going. So we talked about how your self-care solution has to be three-dimensional. So if you just go change your food and exercise rituals and you don't take care of your other brains, it's gonna cause you to end up right back where you are right now because it's a physical, mental, and social, emotional conversation. And really leaving any one of those on the table, when we talk about your health and your well-being and your happiness, it really is a recipe for disaster. And that's why your winning game plan has to account for all of you, okay? And so this brings us to our next exploration. Okay, so the first part is your physical health. So what does your forever self need for optimal physical health? Like, so think about from the inside out. That means like food and emotions, right? But also from the ground up, like your physical body, movement, your physical self-care. And that means like the things that you might not be thinking about, like your joints and staying mobile and pain-free and getting like musculoskeletal, body fat, all that stuff. So like the actual physical body. In other words, like what is your forever self ideally feeding her body now and forever? Like looks, like how your physical body, like what's her physiology? How does she look, move, and feel? And what does she need to get there? Okay, so take your exploration, stop the video right now and take your explorations and go ahead and answer these questions now and then come back and press play when you are ready to move on. All right, moving on to part two of 3D self-care, your mental health. Okay, so what does your forever self need for optimal mental health? Okay, so how does she handle stress? How does she manage her state? Like, is she reacting or is she responding? And is she maybe reacting less and less and responding more and more, right? What therapy, and I put that in air quotes, but what therapy does she need so that she can provide to herself naturally, right? So this might include things like meditation, movement, writing, or any other outlet. Because here's the thing, and again, you might find some overlap, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with some overlap. But like for me, daily movement actually is like physical, mental, and social, emotional for me, okay? So keep that in mind. What's the therapy that you need that you can provide to yourself naturally through things like meditation, writing, any other outlet? Maybe it's social connection is good for your mental health, but that might spill over into emotional health too. Don't worry if there's overlap. Just get out on paper what feels good for you, okay? So what is her psychology? Like, what is she thinking and saying? What is she focusing on? And is it skillful or unskillful? Like, is it serving her or not serving her? What is she envisioning and imagining? Is she focusing on like problems or solutions? Is she thinking about the dark or the light? What is she feeding, right? What kinds of questions is she asking herself rather than telling herself who she is? And how does she see the world and her circumstances, right? It's all relevant. What does your forever self need for optimal mental health? So go ahead and stop the video now and yeah, do the exploration and then come on back and press play when you are ready. Okay, we're back, and you probably guessed we got to round it out with our social emotional health. And again, just remember, there might be some overlap, but there is no wrong way or right way to answer this. The goal is just to get the clarity that you need. So for social emotional, okay, what does your forever self need for optimal social emotional health? This is your emotions, your feelings, your self-image, how you're feeling, whether you're feeling accepting, connecting, and cared for by yourself and through others, right? How does she connect to herself? So how is she feeding herself self-love? What does she do to feed that or fill up that cup? How does she connect to others? So how is she feeding her brain with connection, right? And again, there's like, I could be sitting on the couch next to somebody and not be getting that connection because we're both like staring in our smartphones. So get really specific about how she's connecting to others, right? And what healing does she need in order to overcome her mindless emotional stress and compulsive habits? So we talked about, you know, we've talked about this, the like healing the cycle of overeating, but it's overconsumption, any of that mindless stress, emotional consumption. What healing does she need in order to overcome that? Okay, so, and then also like, what is she committed to? Like, what's the line in the sand that she has to draw? So for me, one example is like, I had to become the version of myself where I was just no longer willing to use food to feed my emotions. I just said, I'm just no longer that person. I'm no longer willing to do that. What is she committed to? Okay, so go ahead and stop the video. Do that exploration now. Give yourself that patience and that grace that you might need, and then come back and press play when you are ready. Great job, ladies. I know this isn't easy. I know we're getting you thinking outside of the box. A lot of you have been thinking about this is just a food and fitness conversation for so long, but you're doing great. I'm so excited that we're here, and we're going to just keep bringing this all together. Let's bring it on home. Okay, so here's what we want to do. We want to help you create some new intentions and make self-care super simple. So there's a sheet that's going to walk you through this, but they're very simple questions. These are really just declarations about the conversations that you are stepping into. And it's as simple as, the new conversation about my physical health is, based on what you just explored. The new conversation about my mental health is, and the new conversation about my social emotional health is, and then the 3D conversation about my body and health in general is. And again, there might be some overlap, and the 3D conversation might just be kind of like a culmination or summary of all three. But the goal is to just get really, really clear, and don't worry if there's any overlap or repetition. That's actually a good thing. That's gonna help you really hone in on what's important to you. So you're gonna just identify, like you're gonna take what you already did and we're gonna bring it together. What's the new conversation that you're going into? So for me, the old conversation was a food and calories thing. And now the new conversation is, it's always about taking care of my body and how I want to feel, period. The old conversation was ignoring my mental health and like focusing on, you know, success or outside external accomplishments. And the new conversation is like, no, I got to take care of my mental and emotional health first thing in the morning, because it paves the way for everything else I do that day, right? Now, these are just some examples, but I want you to identify what's the conversations that you are now about to enter into, okay? So go ahead and stop the video now and do this exploration and come back and press play when you are done. All right, so now we want to bring this into fruition. But first, we got to get really, really real with ourselves by once again bringing the data, because it's so easy to get caught up in the drama of like, oh, this is what I want to be doing, but I'm not doing it now. So in order to create that transformation without moving backwards into like shame and guilt and like shoulda, wouldas, and couldas, we want to just bring the data, okay? So here's what you are going to do. We're going to use the scale of 1 through 10. So 1, you're going to rate yourself as like, meh, not so great, lots of room for improvement, versus 10 is like, amazing, couldn't be better, okay? And you're just going to give yourself a score when it comes to those three areas of your life. Like, how would you rate yourself right now? Physically, on your physical self-care? How would you rate yourself on a mental self-care level? And how would you rate yourself on a social emotional level? There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. There's no shame. We just want to get the data. So go ahead and just stop the video and fill out that spot in your explorations now, and then come back and press play when you're done. All right, cool. So now we're going to brainstorm how to make this a plus one. Again, you're hearing the theme, working in minimums, not maximums. Our default tends to go towards like a 0 to 60 mentality of like, how can I make this happen right now? How can I go from a 0 to a 10 right now? But we know that that is a losing game for our brain. So what we want to do is we want to figure out the ways for you to plus one your physical, mental, and social emotional health. So what you're going to do is you're just going to brainstorm examples of things you can do right now. So again, think baby steps that would yield you a plus one. So if you rated yourself a 3, we want to identify not how to go from a 3 to a 10, but how to go from a 3 to a 4. And then maybe the next step is going from a 4 to a 5. So we want to identify, how can you go a plus one in the direction of peace, in the direction of happiness, in the direction of freedom in each of these areas? So what's a plus one when it comes to influencing your physical brain? What's a plus one when it comes to influencing your mental brain? And what's a plus one when it comes to influencing your social brain? And the other thing is you can go back to your brain audit from week one and get some ideas of how you can plus one the three brains that we are talking about. So take some time, brainstorm some ways, just the simplest, easiest ways. You're not committing to anything yet. You're just brainstorming. What are ways to create plus ones in your life right now? Go ahead, stop the video, do that exploration, and come on back. All right. And so here we want to, again, make it super simple for yourself. And let's find the low-hanging fruit. So what I mean by that is, like, of all the things that you just brainstormed, what's one physical, one mental, and one social emotional element that you just brainstormed that would be the simplest and the easiest thing for you to just start doing right now? Like, what's the easiest win that you can get plus one-ing your way towards health and happiness and freedom and peace of mind? And what I want you to do is just choose, as in choose from the list that you created, decide, as in eliminate all other options, make it a non-negotiable, and commit to just plus one-ing your physical, mental, and emotional health for the next 7 days. That is my double dog dare to you. Okay, so what I want you to do is just look at your list right now, maybe stop the video and identify, where's the low-hanging fruit? Where can I simply and easily and really just, like, modestly plus one my life right now? And just circle the ones that you choose. Go ahead and take a look at your list, circle the ones that you choose, and do that right now, and then come back and press play. Awesome. You did it. That's it. That's it. Can you see how simple this is? It all culminated in committing, deciding, and choosing to a plus one. And this is the kind of thing, we're doing it one time right now, but this is the kind of thing where you can just keep this process will grow and evolve as you do. Audit yourself, brainstorm plus ones, commit and choose and decide. That's it. So that's all I want you to do. And you will see that if you just do this week and continue along with your experimentation process, the sky is the limit for you, ladies. And then it just becomes a matter of just chipping away at the mountain and getting yourself in the habit of ritualizing your success in minimums, not maximums. So feel free to reach out to me on the help desk, share and declare what you're discovering. Ask me for any clarity that you need, and I'm here to serve you. Can't wait to hear how it goes. But really, ladies, it's as simple as that. This is how we make your self-care super, super simple. So I will see you in the next video.